USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says terrorist Qassem Soleimani was responsible for enormous destruction in the volatile Middle East. He also says that the general was overseeing terrorist plots that could have led to the deaths of many more Americans. Some Democrats are questioning the legality of the missile strike, to which Republican Congressman Van Taylor of Texas tells J.P. Cathy and crew on 1160 AM KBDT in Dallas.
This was absolutely within his legal rights, and this is very consistent with killing Osama bin Laden, killing al-Baghdadi. Dozens, hundreds of terrorists have been killed by the United States since 9/11, and none of those were done with Congress passing a resolution saying, hey, it's okay for you to go do that.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he has the votes to move forward with an impeachment trial. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Why spend more than you have to on your life insurance? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Did you know that life insurance rates have fallen 60% over the past 25 years? Even if you already own life insurance, you should check out the folks at AccuQuote. Since 1986, they've helped millions of people save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. Want some examples? Here's this one. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 worth of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. 20 or 30 year terms, even permanent plans are also available. And if you're on medications or have health problems, the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find an affordable policy. Nobody does it better than AccuQuote. Call 877-437-5912 right now. That's 877-437-5912. 877-437-5912. Life insurance. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
The holiday season is behind us, but another season's not that far away. That's tax season. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
The IRS says Americans can start filing their federal returns as early as January 27th. The deadline for filing is still April 15th, but early filers can start getting their numbers ready now. And when it comes time to file, the IRS Commissioner Charles Rettig says the agency encourages everyone to consider filing electronically and to also choose direct deposit if you're getting a refund. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg's campaign is reserving a 60-second ad buy during the Super Bowl. The New York Times is reporting his campaign will pay more than $5 million for the one-minute ad to air during the game. President Trump's campaign is also considering a 30-second ad buy. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Approximately 2.2 million 25 to 29-year-olds in America are living at home. Maybe they're lacking in direction at work or in school or failing to grow up. Parents of these struggling transitioners, as they can be called, typically find themselves trapped, taking care of young people too old to parent, yet too immature to take care of themselves. Well, I had a chance to sit down and chat with psychologist Dr. Mark McConville, and I asked him about these struggling transitioners and when he started noticing this in his practice, that this was becoming a growing and growing trend.
I began to notice, as a psychotherapist who has long specialized in adolescent clients, that I was getting more and more 20-somethings referred, but for not for issues that were typical of young adults, but for issues that were very typical of adolescents, conflict with their parents, lack of motivation, lack of direction in life. And it left me, and I'm sure many of my colleagues, scratching my head. And so it just, the term struggling transitioner just occurred to me that they were in that stage where they're struggling from adolescence into the next stage of life is referred to by psychologists as emerging adulthood. And these were kids who weren't emerging. There's a transition you have to make into that stage, and they all seem to be wrestling with it.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.